Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 50 of the letters of John. Today's title is Grace, Mercy, and Peace. God's grace is immeasurable, His mercy is inexhaustible, and His peace is inexpressible. Our text today is 2 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from the God, the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. John wrote the short letter of 2 John to the elect lady and her children. Most commentators interpret this language as a description of a local church and its members. John probably wrote the short letter of 2 John to a local church as a brief follow-up to his first letter. He repeats many of the same ideas and addresses some of the same problems. Apparently, the false teachers were traveling around trying to come into the churches under the guise of godly teachers who could take you farther in your Christian faith. But they denied essential truth about Jesus Christ. So, John writes this short letter before he could make a personal visit to warn the church about not receiving these men into their midst. In doing so, he gives us a prescription for healthy church. There are two parts. First, for the church to be healthy, she must be sensitive to the life within. Second, she must be on guard to the dangers without. John opens his second letter with a threefold greeting: grace, mercy, and peace. The following explanation of John's greeting comes from a combination of two commentaries on 2 John, the Life Application Commentary and the Stephen J. Cole Commentary Series. May their words provide both clear explanation and practical application of John's greeting in this second letter. Grace means God's undeserved favor shown to sinners, whereby He saves them and gives them strength to live for Him. The only other time John wrote of grace was in John 1:16 through 17, which says, "From the fullness of His grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." The Greek text of John 1:16 indicates that God gives grace to believers as a continual supply. God reveals His mercy by forgiving and freeing people from sin, resulting in peace between them and God. Peace refers to the peace that Christ made between sinners and God through His death on the cross. Peace also refers to that inner assurance and tranquility that God places in the heart, producing confidence and contentment in Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace keep on coming like a spring-fed well that never runs dry. Grace from God, the Father, and from Jesus Christ can never be exhausted. God always makes it available to His believers. The title, God the Father, points to the unique relationship Christians have with God. He is a father to them. They are His children. Jesus Christ, referred to here as the Father's Son, points to the unique relationship between God and Jesus. While all believers can call God their Father, only Jesus is the unique Son of God, who is one with God Himself. Truth and love form a bridge into the remainder of the letter. John speaks more directly about the truth in verses 2 and 4, and about love in verse 5. Truth and love always go hand in hand, and truth and love probably means that these blessings are experienced by those who continue to hold to the truth and practice love for one another. John's salutation varies from the usual form of a prayer, "Grace, mercy, and peace be with you." Rather, John emphatically, in the Greek text, states, "Grace, mercy, and peace will be upon us." Then, after from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, he adds the Son of the Father in truth and love. The application of John's opening greeting is that being a part of a local church is not primarily a matter of attending services or joining the church, as important as those things are. Rather, it is a matter of coming into a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. To be a part of his church means that you have personally experienced his grace, mercy, and peace through his salvation, and it means that you hold firmly to the truth about Jesus. Here are some questions for today. How would you define each part of John's threefold greeting, grace, mercy, and peace? How important is the order of this threefold greeting? How is God's grace, mercy, and peace applied in truth and in love? What thoughts come to mind when you think about the fact that God's grace, mercy, and peace will be with you in the future tense? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.